Are we there yet? Should we be even talking about it? Today's topic. It's a bit not so common topic. And to an extent that it might even sound a little taboo to talk about it in parenting community. And definitely not, I'm not talking about sex education or I'm not talking about drug abuse. I'm actually talking about codependent parenting. Hi, I'm Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we will be talking about this extremely controversial topic. We'll see what it is. We'll also see how does one know that if we have the characteristics that mark this particular identity. And in case if we have these characteristics, what can we do? But before all that, I would like to take an opportunity to apologize in case I hurt someone's sentiments, emotions. It would be highly unintentional. So let's start. A codependent parent is one who has an unhealthy attachment to their child, to their children, and they try to exert excess control over the child's life because of that particular attachment. Codependency can be found in a lot of different ranges of parental relationships. You know, it can be like codependent father, it may rely on his daughter or son to keep them mentally stable and emotionally happy. A codependent parent may rely on their children to take responsibility for her physical well-being. To an extent, yes, it is a moral responsibility of a child. But anything that we are going to talk about in this particular podcast, it is about excess of everything, right? So what are the characteristics? Let's try to take them one by one. And I will caution you again here that these things are done by almost everyone in moderation. The idea of the content is that if you think you are doing these things in excess, or maybe the only thing that you are doing, then yes, that's the problem. So number one is control. And in this particular trait, as the name suggests, the parent is trying to take control over the child's day-to-day life, you know, how the child lives and everything. Number two can be inability to accept that you can be wrong. So codependent parents often won't accept that they've done something wrong. This is because any sign of disagreement is a show of rebellion. It threatens the parent's authority and sense of control in a way, you know. Number three is playing victim. Now, like, obviously, I don't want to be insensitive when I use the word playing victim, but sharing childhood memories and other stories about life, who doesn't like that, right? But what if all the stories that we portray about us being the victim of the circumstances during our childhood days? That's where the problem is. Codependent parents rely on their children to give them instead of giving to their children. This is actually also known as parentification. By continually showing your child that you are a victim, you are relying on them to give you the emotional support you need. Another characteristic would be you unknowingly or maybe knowingly, but not maliciously, you manipulate the emotions of your child. There are three examples that I can think of. One is passive-aggressive behavior. You know, like when a parent is being indirectly aggressive toward the child. Another can be projection, when the parents project their emotion onto their child. You know, whatever the emotion the parent is feeling, they start projecting that on their child. And third is the guilt, where parent actually tries to, you know, put a guilt on the child of, you know, why don't you do this? I have done so much for you, etc., etc. And this is actually a responsibility. So, you know, instilling that sense of guilt in the child. Another characteristic would be 24/7 parenting, number five. So just because you think your child needs you all the time, the first relationship that will suffer is yours with your partner. By the time you realize, you have kind of distanced yourself from a lot of important people. Another characteristic would be self-esteem. Codependent parents often have low self-esteem. Their self-esteem is dependent on their child. If the child is happy, they are happy. I mean, with them, of course, right? And if child is in trouble, they are kind of troubled. Number seven would be, you don't want change. You feel like to say no on anything new proposed by your child. So, well, there are so many other things too to these list of characteristics, but you need to understand, we all have these characteristics. The problem is only when this becomes pathological. It becomes an excess. Something that kind of suffocates. The best judge of this would be you yourself. And a simple thing to go about this is, love yourself. You gotta take care of yourself. Pat yourself on the back because, you know, for being the parent that you are, parenting is always tough for everyone. If you feel you're crossing the line, acknowledge it and take a step back. It's fine. Also, listen. Listen to your child. They have plenty of things to tell you. Listen to them, but don't judge. I hope you have liked today's podcast. And we understand that it is a little controversial topic and cannot be covered in, you know, a podcast or even an article for that matter. But if you would like us to write more about it, or, you know, even have a second episode of this podcast topic, please write to us on info@drdad.in. And I really hope you've liked today's podcast. Have a very nice day. Thank you so much.